from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel program. I'm glad that you're joining us and I hope that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes as again we let the Bible speak. I trust that the messages that you're hearing from week to week are proving a rich blessing to your heart. If you're a believer, saved by the grace of God, that you're rejoicing in the Word of the Lord. If you're unsaved and listening in to God's precious Word, it's my prayer that the Lord will speak to your heart and in His great grace and mercy, draw you savingly unto Himself. Remember that if you would like some free gospel literature, you only have to contact us and we'll send it to you free of charge and entirely without obligation. So do make a point of contacting us this week at the address which is coming up at the end of the program. Right now we're going to hear the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Welcome to our program. It's nice of each one of you to join with us around the Word of God. We'll be turning to a new portion of Mark's Gospel today, chapter 7, the verses 31 to 37, as we follow the Savior's footsteps and consider His words and His miracles recorded in this lovely Gospel. Let's turn to that Bible reading now, Mark chapter 7 and the verse 31. And again departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal, they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. May God bless His word to our hearts. Now let's have some music. It's the Whitfield Choir, and they're singing, It Was Down at the Feet of Jesus.
Thank you.
with me now, please, in your Bible, to that portion in Mark chapter 7 that we read together just a couple of minutes ago. It's the healing of a man who was doubly afflicted in that he not only could not speak, but he was deaf. Someone brought him to Jesus. And we salute the faith of those who brought this poor man to the Saviour. He was a man in great need, but we need never hesitate to bring even the most needy to the Lord Jesus Christ. To notice how readily the Lord Jesus stepped forward to help him. It says in verse 32 that they beseech him to put his hand upon him. What faith these people had who brought this man. Probably they were family members, anxious to see their loved one blessed of God. They just said to the Saviour, "You only have to put your hand upon him. That's all you need to do. Please put your hand upon him." Oh, that we might have such a view and such a vision of the power of Christ that we can see in his very touch, his mere touch, complete deliverance for the most needy. We should perhaps mention that the Saviour is now in that area where he had delivered the man who had for a long time dwelt among tombs and who was possessed by many devils. The story of the man is found in chapter 5. And those of you who have been listening to our program for some time will, I'm sure, remember our study in that chapter. Do you recall what the Saviour said to the man who was saved from the power of those devils? The man had been anxious to accompany the Saviour back across the Sea of Galilee, but the Saviour wouldn't permit him to do so. Rather, we read, and this is Mark chapter 5 and the verse 19, "Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee." This the man had done. He had obeyed the Lord. And now here is the fruit of it. For when the Saviour comes back through this area, we find this man is brought to the Saviour. Were you to go back to chapter 5, you would discover that the people living in the area had basically chased the Saviour upon his first visit. But the testimony of the man who was healed, who told his loved ones, his friends, his acquaintances of the great things God had done for him, has changed the attitudes of the people. It is a most marvelous thing what the witness and testimony of one individual can do in a district. Dear Christian, maybe today you're the only member in your family who truly is saved, the only person in your street who owns Christ as their Saviour, the only employee in your work who stands for the Lord Jesus. Well, look here and see the difference, the testimony, the faithful testimony of one individual can make. This incident here takes place the year after the deliverance of the man recorded in chapter 5. So that short period has brought about a change in the attitude of the people. Here, now, instead of chasing Christ, when he comes into their midst, we see them bringing this poor man, who is doubly afflicted, to the Saviour, that he may touch him. These two afflictions are linked, you know. If you cannot hear, you will not be able to speak, since speech is the imitating of sounds that we hear others make. When I was about 4 or 5 years old, our family spent some time in London, not too long, 2 or 3 years, and we came back again to our family home in Lisnaskee. And of course, I had picked up the London accent because I was imitating the sounds I heard. And when I spoke to my cousins in Lisnaskee in a Cockney accent and was asking them about the hay that they were making and the horses and the cows, they were falling over themselves laughing at me. But speech is a mere repeating of what it is we hear others say. But if we can't hear, then we will not be able to make sounds that are in any way understood by others. This man, then, he couldn't hear. But it appears that he would not have been able to speak even if he could have heard. For we read in the verse 35 that the Saviour loosed his tongue. There was something wrong with the mechanism of his ears and something wrong with the mechanism of his tongue. He needed a double miracle for this double affliction. While it is right to see in these words the mighty power of Christ, for here is a wonderful work of healing, and it is right that we observe this wonderful work of healing and marvel at the power of our Saviour. But I'm sure the Lord would want us to see more than just the actual power that was put forth in the healing of this man. For there is gospel truth set forth here. Here is a picture of the spiritual state of man. Here is what man is spiritually by nature. This man could neither hear Christ nor reply to him. And that is how it is with us all by nature. We must all receive a touch from the Saviour before we can hear him and before we can hold fellowship and communion with him. I say to you today, unless you have been touched by the power of Christ, you won't have heard the gospel. You will have heard the words. You will be hearing the words that I am now speaking, but they won't be registering in your soul. They won't be received by you into your heart. For spiritually, by nature, we are all deaf and dumb. More about this next week. Don't forget to tune in. May God bless his word to our hearts.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.